Hi, here's David Beckett with this week's edition of Your Best 3 Minutes, 3 steps to getting buy-in for your ideas. Recently, I coached a team of professionals who often have to pitch new projects and ideas to other departments and their management board. It was pretty fascinating to find that these experienced, smart people were finding it so difficult to get their message through. They told me, sometimes it feels like we're banging our heads against a brick wall. They just don't seem to get it. Now, I've been there. I worked at Canon's European HQ, a huge organization in Amsterdam. As a product manager and through to country director, getting others on board was a continual challenge. I wasn't so bad at it, but also, honestly, I wasn't brilliant. Here are 3 things I wish someone had told me back in, this was 1992, when I started my corporate career, which lasted till 2009. Okay, so step one, start with the problem you're solving, not what you're doing. Everyone is busy. Everyone's focused on their own goals and projects, and they just want to know how you can help them reach those goals. What we think they want to know is, what are we working on? What process are we following step by step? And this results in us believing we need to prove we're doing a good job by sharing all the details. In reality, most people just want to know the highlights and what the value is that you're delivering. How can you do this? Well, start with the problem that you're working to solve. What's going wrong today? Lost time, more cost, complicated processes, people frustrated, customers unhappy, bad reputation. On top of this, can you quantify the problem? Time lost? Well, how much? Energy wastage? So what percentage? Unnecessary materials used? How many tons of it? If your audience understand what you're solving and the size of the problem, they understand better the value of what you propose to do. They'll be more likely to buy in and give the time or resources that you need. Step two, keep it simple. So let's talk about the 9-bullet-point agenda slide. Professionals often tell me I put all the details in to build credibility in case they think I don't know what I'm doing. It can feel that way. Probably most of us have had the experience of being picked up on a detail in a meeting. As a defense mechanism, we think, right, I'll put everything in so that doesn't happen again. But let's get back to the reality of most people's professional lives. Busy, right? That means if we're faced with complexity, as human beings, we tune out. Keeping focused on outcomes and value, not process, helps you tune to what the audience is actually interested in. The Power of Three is a great tool for this. If you open the presentation with an agenda slide showing 3 simple points, you invite the audience in by telling them, we've simplified this for you. Those 3 points could simply be the problem we're addressing, the process to solve it, what we need, and next steps. This sets the scene and makes clear that you will go through a logical, easy-to-follow path in the presentation. Your audience also know the close is a proposal after clarity on the process. And that means there's a constructive conclusion. Minds are now open for buy-in. Step three, keep it short. Did I mention that people are busy? In my workshops, I run a short introduction exercise of pitching for 30 seconds to one other person. Once a participant said out loud after hearing a 30-second pitch, wow, it's difficult to listen for so long. This reflects the truth of audience attention. It's limited. You help keep attention by setting time-based expectations. For example, if you begin by saying, I'm going to make a short 10-minute presentation, and then I would love to answer all your questions. It's clear the demand on their attention is going to be limited. One-way broadcasting is hard to follow. However, setting the scene with a short presentation, getting into Q&A, that makes everything more interactive. What most people want to hear is, what problem are you solving? How do you plan to solve it? And what do you need to make it happen? Then, they want to ask the questions that are on their mind. This is the moment they may pick up on a specific detail, but that doesn't mean we should try to put every detail in the presentation. Here's a way to think of a simple meeting structure that compels interactivity. Apply to a 30-minute meeting. 10 minutes max presentation, 15 minutes Q&A, and 5 minutes next action steps. The approaches I've mapped out in this post, problem, simple, short, will help you massively increase your chances of buy-in. Let me know how it goes for you. And good luck with getting buy-in for your ideas. I'll see you next week. Oh, and by the way, whenever you need it, there are three ways I can help you. First, online courses for early stage startups who want to raise money. A full pitch masterclass, a course dedicated to pitching to investors successfully, and other courses covering a video pitch, 1 minute pitch, and beating your nerves. You can find that at best3minutes.com/academy. Second is pitch workshops for accelerators, innovation teams, and sales and marketing teams. You'll find all the information about these workshops at best3minutes.com. And third, I give keynote talks on pitching for buy-in, getting business, and winning investment. And I do this at company events and tech conferences. And you can contact me at best3minutes.com, use the contact page, and I'd love to talk to you how I can add value for your event. Good luck with all your pitching challenges this week, and I'll see you next Tuesday.